This podcast is sponsored by Pure Beauty Earth, an all-natural skincare line. If you're looking for a natural lip and skincare product, check them out. I personally use them and their products, and the essential oils really help to lock in the moisture and leave my lips feeling amazing. Their new Honey Vanilla Lip Scrub is on sale now, and it smells really good. So check them out on Instagram at purebeauty_earth, and you can shop at purebeauty.earth. Again, that's purebeauty_earth. Follow them on Instagram and be sure to check them out.
Hey y'all, what's up? We're back with another episode. Today's podcast, we're going to be sharing our thoughts and opinions on the topic around deal breakers. But before we get started, how are you doing, Kayla? What's up? How you been?
Hey, y'all. So welcome back. I've been good. I had a really long week, but I've just been chilling. Friday, like yesterday evening, I was chilling. Today, I went to brunch, and I'm just relaxing the rest of my Saturday. What about you?
I've been doing pretty good. Actually, I don't know if I sound a little bit like congested. I was sick for a couple of days, and I had to take off from work, which was kind of nice to kind of just get some rest and recover from the other long weekend or long week. But definitely feeling a lot better, and just it feels a lot like you just appreciate being like healthy and in good condition so that you can have energy to do what you usually do.
Yeah, that's good. So it does sound like you're feeling better, so that's good. But I know we like to share our wins for the week. So before we jump in the episode, and y'all, we have a special guest, my friend Tristan. He's going to give us a male perspective on deal breakers and red flags. So, but before we get into that, one of my wins would be just relaxing. Like last night, usually I've been on go every weekend. So last night I cleaned up. I know it sounds boring, but I lit some candles and it was really therapeutic. So that would be my win for the week. What about you, Jen?
My win for this week, just a recent win would definitely be that this morning I get off work super late, and so waking up at 9:30 for me is like that never happens. So I set my alarm, and I was kind of worried that I would just like turn it off and not realize, but I committed to waking up early to be able to make it in time to our local park here in our town, so I could take my daughter to the Easter egg hunt, and she had a blast, and it was just so cute. Like, they segregated all the kids based on age differential, so Emma was within the 2 to 4 years, so it was super cute seeing all the kids, like, running around. It was her first time picking up eggs, just because last year COVID was still, like, yucky, and honestly, she probably wouldn't have known.
She was really small.
Also barely walking. So yeah, no, I don't think we would have made it to the Easter egg hunt last year, but yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Oh, that's good. Okay, y'all. So we're gonna jump right into this episode. Deal breakers. So I don't know if you guys have heard of the acronym. It can be categorized differently, but the one I found was called SMERC. So it talks about, you know, just having the same, being in alignment with the person you're looking to date. It deals with sex for the S, money, intangibles, religion, and kids. So I guess I can start off with, like, one of my deal breakers would be definitely within the area of kids. Like, if you don't want kids, then that is just a no for me, because I want a family. I at least want 2 kids. And I know I want a family, so
that. Hold on. Who is we?
What? Wait, what? I said we.
Yeah, you said we. Who is a we?
I think I was just speaking in future tense.
Oh, okay. I thought you said we wanted. I was like, okay, I'm missing something.
No. Look, just speaking in existence. But no, But yeah, so definitely around the kids. Yeah. And then
how many kids do you want now? You still want two?
Yeah, two. I could go for twins the first round, get it one and done.
Dang.
That's what I'm talking about right there. That's what I'm talking about.
Wait, hold on, Kayla. So what if like you don't have any kids, but you find this like ideal guy and he already has two kids? Does that check your boxes, or would you still want to have two of yours, or would you still feel like you would want to have one of your like own?
Well, I would say no more than two. Like that would be a deal breaker for me. No more than two, because I can't. I not judging anyone who has, you know, three and four kids, but me personally not having any, I can't do more than two. Like if no. And you have to have like a good, healthy relationship with your child's mom. Like I can't deal with the crazy baby mamas and the jealous baby mamas. So that definitely would be a deal breaker. Like if the relationship wasn't cool and y'all couldn't co-parent and it was a bunch of drama, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
But what about you? So I know, do you have any deal breakers around like starting with the first one? The S is sex. Like, is that, what would be a deal breaker as far as how often you wanted to have sex? Like if someone, okay, if a guy was like, or you're in a relationship, so I guess I can tailor it towards that. Like, so if your boyfriend was like, yeah, I want to have sex like 5 times a week, like, is that a deal breaker?
Honestly, I don't think so. I just don't even know if we could like fit that schedule in with like him working full time, me full time, and then having a toddler. Like that is a lot for him to ask me. But probably when we first started dating, that wasn't an issue. But definitely we're in a different pace now that like we're both working full time and we have our daughter. Like you just honestly, we get home from work and we're just like burned out, or like we just sometimes we don't, and that's okay. Like it's just part of like being with somebody, you know. It's not, I don't know, it's not something that I like ask for versus him. Like if it happens, it happens. If not, no. We have a pretty good dynamic when it comes to that aspect, but definitely I do think that sex plays a big part. Like I couldn't be with someone that I just didn't like, I couldn't
like that you weren't attracted to.
Yeah. Or like being with someone who like if I wanted to, that would just be like lazy about it. I couldn't handle that.
Yeah. So that's a deal breaker for you, like lousy sex.
Yeah, and that would be something I guess that you could like have to like see for yourself like in the long run, because you, when you're having sex with someone, like I mean hopefully it's someone that you're like thinking of being long term if it's a serious relationship. So it wouldn't be something you would probably learn to find out until like time goes by, like okay, this like it's not getting any better or whatever. But it's not like someone you can physically just know the facts, you know. You gotta test it out, I guess, to be able to tell if like the sex is gonna be good or not. So that was a kind of a tricky one.
Yeah.
I don't know if it'd be like as far as like priority about deal breakers, I don't think that would be like my top priority or like my top like things I'd look for. The one thing that I feel like whenever we talked about this, like when we talked about this and brainstormed, the first thing that came to my mind was like someone that's just like a conformist, like just wants to like is content with what they have or has no ambition to continue to progress, whatever. Like in today's society, like everybody, you know, lots of people want to be entrepreneurs and they're super passionate mm-hmm. about that, and regardless if you succeed or not, just the fact that you're trying and you have that ambition to want to progress, like I respect that versus someone that doesn't want anything but
I gotta have a, I was gonna say, sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off. I was just gonna say, you gotta have like a goal digger, like goals, like you gotta have, if you're that goal-oriented person, you want to have someone to that's going to push you and that you push them to better themselves, challenge themselves. So definitely. Tristan, you want to chime in with the you have any thoughts about, I guess, keep it PG.
I mean,
or me PG-13 is fine.
I got you. With me with the sex part, like, don't get me wrong, like, I'll work full time. So there'd be weeks where I'll just be like, yo, I just don't feel like being bothered. Like, I just want to relax. Like, that's just all, is just to relax. But then, like, there's times where I just, you know what I'm saying, want to be like a jackrabbit, you know? And that's on the weekend, like, you know, but it comes with a territory. And you got to respect your partner and be like, yo, like, if you burnt out, you just burnt out. Because everybody knows, like, working now is crazy because everybody's trying to work 40 hours plus.
Yeah, it's something different now. Like, we got side hustles. We got working 40 plus hours. Like,
it's not cheap anymore living. Like, I mean, even though, like Fayetteville, like, just to rent an apartment in Fayetteville is like $900 a month. So you got to make up the difference, you know? Mm-hmm. So if you got to work overtime just to make up the difference, then you just burnt out for the week, you know?
Yeah. So that would be in that area. It's a deal breaker. So if you had
I'm not going to say it's a deal breaker, but I will say it's a territory thing. Like, it'd be one of those territory things. Like, I'm not going to say it's a deal breaker. I'm not going to say it's not. You know, because anybody can get lit and just, you know, want to do whatever. But a sober mind during the week, nah, like, I don't want to talk.
Yeah, I definitely feel that. So I was going to say, I guess that made me think about, I guess, the intangibles part. So an acronym, that's the I, just personality and pet peeves. Like, that would be a top deal breaker for me. Like, if someone kind of, like, it ties into what you were saying, Jen, like their personality, if they didn't mesh, and I'm like, I'm this goal oriented person. And if, like, I would share, if I share my dreams and aspirations with them and goals and my plans and my side hustles, and they're just like, that's cool, I would be like, dang, like, I don't need your support. But it, like, in a partner, if your personality is just not outgoing and fun like me, I'm too funny and goofy to, you know, like, be with someone who's not on that level or who can mellow me out but also, like, support me. So I guess personality would be one of them, you know. And just talking about, like, how you were saying, Tristan, like, just as, like, a mindset thing with, you know, we're working, we got side hustles, everybody's on their, you know, on their grind. So that would be a pet peeve for me, a pet peeve and, like, a personality thing as far as a deal breaker. Someone who's just, like, they don't have their, you know, their mindset together. They just kind of all over the place.
Yeah, I just feel like at this point where we are in our lives, like, we don't have time for that. Maybe, like, when we were in, like, high school or, like, even college, like, nobody knows what they're doing. At least I personally didn't. Like, I feel like I was in that space, you know, but definitely I had my dreams and my goals, but I didn't have my shit together. So I'm glad that, like, now that, you know, it's been years, like, I have a more clear vision of what it is that I want with the person that I'm gonna, you know, spend my life with or spend years with.
Yeah. And so, okay, so I guess, like, getting into, like, you know, we have the deal breakers and things like that, but let's talk about these red flags. So I feel like it might not be a deal breaker, but, like, it's definitely something to look at when you're dating. It's like, I remember we talked about religion. Like, I remember you asked me, you know, could I be with someone who wasn't, you know, religious or didn't go to church? Like, for me, it's not a red flag.
Yeah, because I know that you are, like, very dedicated and And like, I know you shared like how important it is to you. And that's why I had asked him, like, what if the person that you find like this, like Prince Charming, but he's not religious, like.
Yeah. And I don't think it's about religion, like, but it'd be a red flag if they're like, oh, what God, you know, there ain't no God. I'd be like, no. Cause I go to church, you know, that's my relationship. And I don't knock anybody for having their own relationship or not having a relationship with God. But for me, like my faith is important to me. So it'd definitely be a red flag if someone was like
atheist.
Yeah. Or yeah. And like I said, I don't knock anyone because I had a friend, I have a really good friend who she was atheist and she converted to Christianity. She got involved with church and now she, you know, has a Christian book. She's married. She's having a baby. Like she completely, like, she went from atheist to Christian. She talks about it in her book. But but like, to me, my faith is important. So we would clash in that area. At least the person would have to be like spiritual and not on weird stuff. Like, I mean, not saying it's weird, but like people get weird with spiritual things and they, mm-hmm. you know, talk about the universe and energies and stuff. And I'm like, nah, baby, that's God. That's not the energy and the universe and the space and all this stuff. That's God. So some things is God, but like, I mean, I don't knock the spiritual part. As long as you can have an understanding and there's a respect,
yeah.
then I'm cool. And if you're willing, I guess that's where I'm getting at it. If you're willing to go to church or at least be open and respect my faith, and I have a, you know, respect for you, then it could be talked about, but it just, that can get tricky.
I mean, my point of view with that is like me, my parents, they raised me in the church. Like every day we going to church, you know what I'm saying?
Every day?
But when I got to a certain age, it was like, yo, mom, I don't want to go to church. Why can't he come here sometimes? Like, why we always got to go there? Like, and I didn't understand, you know, but at the same time, like, I don't understand fully. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I'm a Christian, you know what I'm saying? I believe in God, but I just don't understand everything. And I think that's where a lot of people start getting confused and misguided because they don't understand.
Mm-hmm.
Like, me personally, I don't go to church every day. I mean, you know me personally, like, I cuss like there's no tomorrow. And I think that's because of, like, I went from being, like, a civilian to being a soldier. And the situations that I've been in, it causes you to cuss. You know what I'm saying? And I've had people that tells me, like, yo, like, you can't be a Christian because you cuss like a sailor. But at the same time, it's like, you got to understand.
Work
on it. But here's the crazy part about it is, like, I watched, like, it's a show called Ghost Adventures. I watched that. I watched Paranormal Activity and stuff like that because I'm wondering, like, how can this be one thing, but this show's a whole nother thing? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
That's where people have a lot of questions at. Like, where do you go from being in the, like, your body is dying, but where does your soul go to? You know?
Yeah.
And people think that some people are just stuck here on earth because they don't know they're dead or they're just not ready to go. And then, you know, I mean, I could tell you, like, two stories, you know, where I've came close to being gone, and I've seen the other side. I've seen both sides. I've seen heaven and I've seen hell, you know what I'm saying? Like,
wow.
It's very traumatizing to me, and that's kind of like to touch back on what you were saying about the goal-oriented thing. Like, if you tell me, oh, I'm about to go do this, that, a third, I'm kind of like, yeah, okay, cool. Like, you know what I'm saying? Do your thing, whatever. Like, I'm kind of drawn back because I'm not always up there like, oh, yeah, babe, go ahead. I got your back. But me personally, me telling you, okay, do your thing. I'm going to sit back and watch you do your thing because I want you to be successful. I want you to do your thing. I want you to not focus on me. I want you to focus on that. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you got going on, I want you to focus on it.
Yeah, so, and I've heard.
I may come off as dry about it, but that's not really my intentions. And that's something I got to work on.
And so, I've heard a lot of couples say, like, or even like yeah, like couples or like people dating, you know, I believe that, you know, your dream, like someone's dream is their dream for them. So like, you know, I've dated someone who wasn't, yeah, they weren't like necessarily not supporting me, but they weren't like, it was just like, okay, yeah, whatever. But at the same time, I've grown to realize like, okay, yeah, that's my dream. So I'm gonna do my side hustle, do whatever I got to, you know, to get it done. So I think that's where that growth part comes in. But yeah, I mean, it definitely gets deep with, you know, like, you know, religion and, you know, differences. And, you know, when you're dating, you're just trying to find, you want to find someone to mesh with you. So that's where I like the little acronym, because it categorizes all areas that you're looking at to see if, you know, they're a match, or see if, you know, their interest, someone you'd be interested in. But Jen, do y'all have any red flags, or you, Tristan, like any red flags where you're like about to go on a date with someone, or like your first, like a date with someone? Like, y'all have any experiences where you're like, red flag?
I'm gonna let Jen go first on this one. I'm gonna let Jen go first on this one.
Okay. I guess a very general, like a first date. I remember when I was in like freshman or what, no, it was, I think in my beginning of my sophomore year, like I think we were about to start like our, like the school year, and you know, they give you a couple of days before the actual first day of class starts. I remember we were just walking down. I feel like you were with me, Kayla. I don't know, I could be lying, but like this guy just came up to me and was like asking me if we could just take like a walk around campus. And I was, you know, like I was like single, and I was like, you know, like I guess I didn't have anything to lose, and I thought it was kind of cute. So I was like, okay. So I just started walking with a guy, and like at first it seemed very charismatic, but like I didn't even text him back. Like, he got my number, I didn't text him back because I probably shouldn't have gotten my number, but like the whole time, like he was just talking about himself and like how great of a person he is. And like, if I got like maybe one sentence in, that might've been like too much, if to be honest. Like the whole like 20-30 minute walk, like he was just talking about himself, like super cocky guy. Like, I just couldn't handle it. Like, I'm like, I just wanted it to be over with, because it wasn't like, we weren't conversating. Like, he was just talking up everything. Like, I would just be like, just nodding my head. And I think I remember I was just nodding my head. I don't even know, like, if he was asking me a question. Like, it was just that bad. Like, someone that's just so self, like the world revolves around them. I couldn't do something like that.
But, yeah, I think I remember that. Like, freshman year was so long ago, but I remember that. Like, and that definitely is like,
red, yeah, flag. I feel like you were like, somebody was like, yeah, do it. I mean, you were always like that one person, like rooting for me to like get out of my comfort zone. And I think that was kind of like, okay, I'll do it fine. Yeah, I think it was you.
Set yourself up. Go ahead.
But
yeah, I mean, that
is definitely a red flag. That like self-absorbed, like, dude, homie, are you even interested in me?
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, no. And then the only other one I want to, like, pretty well, I guess they kind of tie together, but like the red flag would be with like not, I haven't experienced this, and hopefully I don't, but like, let's say like I were to be single and like somebody didn't want me to like have Emma around, or like we're be totally different when my daughter was around or something, or something, yeah, like that. Like, I mean, like, I come with a package, like, you're like, we're together with my daughter, or we're not at all. Like,
yeah,
you know, I would never
put a
man over my daughter, for sure. And then
I can agree with that.
Yeah, good. Yeah. And then the other one I would say, definitely someone that's not a family person. Like, Kayla, I know you know me, and like, family is super important to me. And every time I can, I like to spend time with family, or just, I'm not saying we have to all the time, but like if there's an event, or like my mom's inviting us a random Sunday, if he might not want to go, but like him having issue visiting my family, like that would probably be a red flag. I'm like, oh, I don't know about this guy.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah,
I think I touched up on the ones that definitely I couldn't, just, we wouldn't work out.
Yeah.
I don't know about the family one. I don't know.
Really? You don't think so?
Yeah. I mean, because like me, I come from a very broken household. So family is like very like far few in between. Like my mom, she left me went to go be with her boyfriend. You know what I'm saying? When I was like 14, my mom and dad divorced when I was 12. And my dad, like, he just kind of like wrote it off. Like, he don't want nothing to do with us if he can't be with my mom, whatever. So my mom left to go be with her boyfriend. So I was about to be put in foster care. And my sisters took me in before they was, you know what I'm saying, before they threw me in the system or whatever. So family is not really a big thing to me. Like, it's kind of like, oh, okay. Like if one of y'all was invited to one of y'all family things, I'm kind of like, I don't know, because I don't know how to. Everybody's like, hey, how you doing? Da, da, da. I'd be like, hey, how you doing? You know, I'm like, so, I'm all saying, like, you know what I'm saying? I put up that wall. That's just me. You know what I'm saying? That's. And then you can't really expect that from every guy or female because you don't know what their background brings. But that's just me personally. Like, I'm kind of offsetting, like, from a family event, I'm kind of like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get that attachment to you because I don't know what's going to happen in the long run, you know?
Yeah, I remember
you. Yeah, that would definitely be somebody that you're, like, trying to be with on the long run, but like, would you be open to the idea, like, maybe a person that is super family oriented would be somebody that you might need to, like, they could, like, you know, so that you can get an experience that maybe, like, because of everything that happened in your past, like you said, like your upbringing was like a lot different than mine for sure. But like, if you were to be with someone that is super family oriented, maybe you could get a little taste of like what it is to have like that family unity. Cause that's what I had. That's all that I've known my whole life. So,
I can honestly say that like, it's that's a funny situation. I would be open-minded to it. Like, don't get me wrong, I would definitely be open-minded to it. Like, if they're like, hey, yo, like, my mom's having this big family reunion or whatever, I would be like, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would definitely go, but I would definitely stay in my little boundary because my whole thing is that if I'm talking to you or I'm trying to, you know what I'm saying, build something with you, I got to be like, I have rules. Like, if I can't see myself with you within, like, 10 years, I don't want nothing to do with you. If I can't see myself, you know what I'm saying, having a family with you, I don't want nothing to do with you. So for me to put my effort in and to at least attempt to try, that means that you have something that I like and I can see us growing together. Yeah, you know, I have three rules. Like, it's a three rule that I have. You know, you gotta have a job, you gotta have your own place, or you gotta have your own car. If you don't have two out of three, I don't want to talk to you.
That'd be a red flag. Like, okay, red
flag. Kayla knows a little bit about that. Kayla, I know you know about that.
Oh my gosh, yeah, that used to be so. Yeah,
I remember when we were. You tell me about his guy, and I'll be like, well, does he at least have a car? And you'll be like, no, I got to pick him up.
I know. That was so, oh my gosh, like college and even like it was mainly like college, like definitely college. I didn't know.
Yeah. Okay, college is a different story.
Yeah.
College is, but, you know what I'm saying? College is kind of like, you know what I'm saying? Like that kind of like, he's a freshman, so he can't drive on campus. So, okay, all right, cool, I understand. But after, you know what I'm saying, you about 20, you ain't in college. You're like, what you got going on there, boss man? What's your credit score look like?
Now I definitely have gotten past that point. Yeah, I used to be picking homie up like, ooh. So now that definitely is like a basic, like bare minimum. Like, okay, you gotta have at least a car because I can't be picking you up. We trying to go to the movies. No. So, but I remember
your own car, like, nah.
Right, like, we got an Uber, like, no.
But oh, you go, I'll Uber to you, then we'll ride in your car.
Right?
I'll drive. Nah, what you think this is?
But I remember you saying, Tristan, back when you were really quick before you switched subjects, talking about the red flags. Like, I don't know if it'd be a red flag for you, but I remember you saying, like if a girl or a woman that you meet, I'm trying to remember the conversation. We had it earlier. Like, basically, if you feel like they're misleading, that's a red flag as far as the family.
Would that be a red flag? Oh man, I'm talking about stringing it up on a flagpole, put that thing up there on the pole and just have it, you know what I'm saying? Flag facing north, you know what I'm saying? That's a whole red flag right there.
And what was that about again?
So like, okay, so like me, like I told you, I mean, I ain't had to put my business out there like that, but you know, I'm open about my family situation, but people in general, they lie about the situation. You know what I'm saying? They be like, oh, I don't talk to my mom or my dad because X, Y, Z, this, the third. And it'd be a whole other situation when you get around the family, they tell you this, the third, and not just one person, but multiple people had the same story. You kind of like, whoa, like, what?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, nah, that's a whole red flag. Like, let me go string that up on the pole real quick.
But do you feel like
you lie about that?
But do you feel like it's lying, or they're just not being like not ready to be vulnerable or open? Like, what's the timeline that someone that you expect?
Like I told you, 8 months to a year.
Okay, that's reasonable.
You lying after that.
Yeah, that's reasonable. Like maybe not a month, but like the first date. I'm gonna tell you all my family business. But like definitely 8 months to a year. Like, okay, what are you?
And then when it's like a consistent, like we're consistently talking, we're consistently hanging out, we're consistently doing this, that, and the third, and you lying about it? No. We gotta talk about that. But you know what I'm saying? The first 2, 3, 4 months, you know what I'm saying? Like, okay, I understand, I don't want to be your business or whatever, because you're still trying to get to know me or whatever. But yeah, 8 months to a year? No. You lying about something. And if you lie about that, you'll lie about anything.
Yeah, you know, that's true.
And a lot of people be like, oh, I'm the black sheep of the family, and really don't be the black sheep. You just a misconstrued kind of person, you know?
Yeah, it's definitely like, definitely something like you got to get to the bottom of. And like a lot of people hide. Like, would you date someone like offline that you met like on an app? Like, would you?
Nope, won't do it again.
Someone
that you met where, online?
Yeah.
Nope, won't do it again. Never will. Never do it again.
Do you want to touch on that?
Nope. I'll touch on that real quick. So I'll gladly I was in Afghanistan. I was in Afghanistan 2013. I was in Afghanistan, you know, so I just kind of twittered on, what was that? POF. That's what it was called. POF. I was dealing on that, you know, so I met this one girl, you know, so I'm not gonna put her name out there, but I did it, you know what I'm saying, talking to her, whatever. I came home August 9th of 2016. I came home from Afghanistan. I came home. I was like, you know what I'm saying, let's link up, da da da. She's like, all right, cool, whatever. 3 weeks later, she winded up pregnant and how I got my son. I did not know this joker was about that crazy.
Oh.
And like, she was one of those people that were like, you know what I'm saying, her family would like, her family would influence her a lot. So it was like, you dating me, and then I listen to what my family says, and I just bring it back over to you like, yo, this is what we're going to do. Because my mama, my sister, whatever, said, you know what I'm saying, that's what's going to be. And I give it to her, you know what I'm saying, I give it to this person, because now it's not as bad, but I would never put myself in that position again. Like, if we can't meet in full line, I don't want to talk to you. Tinder, POF, Facebook. I ain't doing that again.
Let's meet in church. But
let's praise the Lord together. But, hallelujah.
But Jen, so like, would you date someone that you met at a bar? Like, I've heard that's like the place that you don't take anyone serious. Like, so Jen, like, would you date someone that you met at a bar, like a club?
Oh my God. Yeah.
Well, I forgot about that.
Oh my God. Okay. Yeah. So
I feel like I got some stories. I need to hear this.
We went clubbing. I was working. I got off work. It was a Saturday night, I think. And I went out with the girls that I work with. They were also Aggies. I think some of them were. I think we were like, it was four of us.
Red flag. Don't come to the ANT like that. That's a whole red flag. If she goes to North Carolina ANT, she's a whole red flag. Okay.
Oh my God. Anyway, we're wifeies. But for anyway, I went to the club and I had a blast. I went to what's it called?
Limelight. Oh my God! Red flag. You meet them in Limelight. Red flag.
Isn't that off of downtown Greensboro?
It is. Yeah. It's like,
that was my spot.
We had some experience there.
I love that club. Oh my God, I love that club. I was always ready to go. Three floors. Every floor had like different music. It was a blast. Anyway, I was just one other random weekend that I went to the club. I was single. And it was my sophomore year. And I met this guy that ended up being the roommate across from me in the same dorm. In the same building, he was staying right across from me. So I learned that whenever I met him there. And we just started talking and we actually dated for 3 years.
Okay, That was a long time. So, okay, it's possible.
That's like a little stalkerish right there. It's a little stalkerish.
No, it was a complete coincidence. Because I remember asking him, I feel like you look familiar. I'm like, well, duh. Like, he stayed right across from me. And I didn't even know it. And it was like 2 weeks before Christmas break. So it's been almost an entire semester. And I would be open to it. Yes. Because I didn't have a bad experience. You know, it was 3 years and he was a decent guy. He was a good guy. It just didn't work out.
I feel it. So, I mean, I can't even lie. Like, my last serious relationship, it's been 4 years, but I met him in a bar. So, I mean, like you said, we didn't work out. And we had so it was a little bit toxic, but it wasn't all bad. I'm not even gonna, you know, knock it like that. We dated for almost a year, but I mean, so it wasn't nearly as long, but we met in a bar. So, I mean, it's possible, but.
So yes, you know, the question to that is.
Right, yes. Yeah, to answer the question, then yes, but for me, now, no, because I know that I'm being more intentional about the person that I'm looking for. And for me, I didn't have a bad experience, but it just didn't work out. And it was the reasons, and not necessarily because we met in a bar, but it's just like, now I prefer to meet someone in a different area, but that's just my growth. And like Jen said, like 3 years, it worked out for her. I mean, at that time, because now she has a beautiful baby. So
not with him.
So, I mean, hey.
So yeah, that would be my last deal breaker, like long distancing. That doesn't work.
I can't speak on that. I don't know about that one.
I did it for about a year. We tried for about a year and I just couldn't do it.
I mean, with me being a soldier, you know what I'm saying? Like, especially because I'm re-enlisting now. So that's a really touchy subject because I've been with somebody. Like, I was stationed in Fort Carson, Colorado. And they were in Florida. So it worked out kind of, sort of, because, you know, for three months, she'll come see me. 3 months, I'll go see her. You know what I'm saying? But it kind of, it was weird because we were both in the military. So it was like, kind of like, we had to pick and choose when we could see each other. Yeah, so I would say it could work out, but a lot of people nowadays have a lot of trust issues.
Yeah.
So it just depends on the person. Because I mean, we were good. you know. Mm-hmm. It was just whenever I went overseas, that's when I had an issue. And I could honestly say that was totally me, because I'm in a country where I can't leave. I can't come see you. It's, you know what I'm saying? By the time I wake up, you're asleep. So I can't really, we can't really talk. And my mind get the best of me. And I think that's what's wrong with a lot of guys. And I'm sorry, guys, that's our issue. We let our mind get the best of us. You know, like if a female don't answer the phone, we're like, oh, what is she doing? She out here cheating. She out here doing X, Y, Z.
So that's the thing. Like, so guys actually think like that. Cause I that's the first. Like, I'm usually that person, like, where I'm like calling Jen, like, girl, he didn't pick up the phone. I wonder what he doing. He got up working, da, da, da. But now it definitely comes down to the trust thing. But that's definitely a first. Like, so guys actually think like that?
Yeah, yes. I don't care what guy you are. Any guy who says he don't think his girl is cheating is a liar.
He's y'all just be trying to front. Like, some guys,
yeah, they trying to cover it up. Like,
yeah. Oh, I don't care. I'm
the type of guy where I'm going to be like, yo, I think you're cheating on me. You know, and it, I'm just gonna be brutally honest here. Like, I think you're cheating on me. You know, and it could. So, I'm gonna step into a civilian shoes right now. You know, civilian shoes, like, it's a. Oh, I don't trust you because you hang out with this person, this person, this person. So they're thought. So I think you're a thought too, and whatever. But coming from a soldier standpoint, you gotta think about it. Like, we're dealing with X, Y, and Z that's going on, and we can't talk to you because you're in a whole nother place. Or even if, like, you're in the same vicinity, like the same state or the same city, it's a different ballgame. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's been times where I just want to come home and I just need a hug. You know what I'm saying? But, or I just want somebody to talk to, but I can't talk to you because, oh, I'm hanging out with such, 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 such. Well, good God don't mind it. You hanging out with them all the time. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, you know, it definitely, like, comes down. Yeah,
hanging out with homegirl all the time. That no guy's gonna be okay with that if you hang with your homegirl all the time. Then they start thinking,
right?
Nah, yeah, I know she got a man. So what's she really doing?
It definitely comes down to trust. Yeah, but that's definitely interesting. Well, guys, we are wrapping up this segment. Thanks for coming in, Tristan, giving us a guy's perspective.
Yeah, thank you, Tristan. It was like really good, like, you know, sharing your experiences and like what you would or some very eye-opening things. Like, I know we all have our opinions, but, you know, we all respect like everybody's point of view, so I appreciate you coming out and sharing that with us.
No doubt, it's been a joy. I wish to do this again. This has really been fun.
Yeah, for sure. I enjoyed having you on here as well.
Yeah, well, thank you guys for listening. Again, that's what we're all about, unlocking us, just tapping into our personal experiences, unfiltered, like unscripted conversations. Like, none of this was planned. Me and Jim were gonna record this episode, and Tristan called me earlier and I was headed back from Fayetteville. I'm like, yo, me and my friend are actually recording our podcast episode today. And I told him what it was about, deal breakers and red flags. He was like, yo, y'all need a male's perspective. So that's just, I say all that because it's really unscripted. Like, none of this is planned out. It's just unlocking us. And yeah, so catch us next week for another episode. And be sure to like and share our podcast, download and subscribe. And until next time,
leave us also any comments, share your thoughts on any of the things that we talked about, whether you agree or disagree, you know, give us your points of views, because we're definitely open-minded and we'd like to hear everybody's perspectives on what deal breakers are.
Yes, definitely send us a message. But I hope you guys have a great rest of your weekend, and we will see y'all next time.
Bye. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.